these are still kids. They still like all the same types of things that you do, even if like the way that they enjoy them might seem a little bit different or look a little bit different. That doesn't mean that there isn't common ground and somewhere to meet.
That's Beth Leipholz, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Beth Leipholz is an inclusion and accessibility advocate who believes in creating a more accepting world for our children. As the hearing mother of a deaf child, Beth is raising her son Cooper bilingually in both hearing and deaf cultures. She shares her parenting journey on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, where she's built a community of more than 2 million people around disability inclusion. She joins us to talk about her picture book, The ABCs of Inclusion. Beth, welcome to Conversations.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Before we talk specifically about the book, tell us a bit about your story and how that led you to becoming an inclusion advocate.
When my husband and I got engaged in January of 2019, I actually found out I was pregnant like 36 hours later. So we always joke that Cooper was, you know, a surprise from the beginning and just kind of kept the surprises coming. So when he was born, shortly after he was born, we learned that he was deaf, did not have a lot of experience with the deaf community or cochlear implants, anything like that. So it was kind of a jump in and learn everything we can scenario. And I started sharing our journey on social media because it really helped me early on to connect with other parents. And that's kind of where everything bloomed from. You know, people knew that I liked writing and somebody asked if I'd ever considered a children's book. And that's what really got me thinking about it.
So why was it important for this to be a children's book and talk to kids at that age?
So I had actually also written like kind of a nonfiction account of just our journey. And I think that's what introduced people to the fact that I like enjoyed writing. And so as I started sharing on social media and gaining this following, it was clear that it was a lot of parents of children with special, like varying special needs, not just deaf or hard of hearing kids, or even just parenting in general. And I started thinking about, you know, all of the connections that we had made along this journey. And I was like, it would be really cool to be able to do like an ABCs book, but have like each letter correlate with an actual child and their, you know, name, their person first language, instead of like a diagnosis. So each of the 26 letters focuses on a different child, real children across the world, and a different diagnosis to really introduce that to children, especially school age, as they're, you know, encountering peers who may be different from them.
So since this is a picture book, what age is the book intended for?
Kind of that 4 to 8 age range. There's definitely like bigger words in there because there's certain diagnoses that you can't really get around having those terms just in terms of what they actually are. But I would say it's easy to bring the concepts down enough for children to understand it. I even have adults read it who say like, I didn't know this. I learned something new. So really, I think everybody benefits from it, but that's kind of what it's aimed at, is at 4 to 8.
Will you read a small portion of the book for us to give us a taste of what readers are going to find here?
Yeah, I will read the intro if that works. We live in a big world and not every person is the same. Sometimes when you meet a new friend, you might notice they walk, talk, or play differently than you do. The 26 friends you're about to meet are real children and they may look different or move through the world in ways you haven't seen before. Sometimes noticing these differences can make us feel curious or even a little uncomfortable. But when we take the time to learn about one another, we often find many ways we are the same. Just like you, these kids are growing, learning, and changing, and they're excited to get to know you too.
And then you go through the alphabet and you introduce these kids and explain their conditions and how they make their way in the world. So as you pointed out, as I read through it, sure, there were a lot of conditions I was familiar with, but I learned some new things as well.
Yeah. And that's really, I think, the goal. I mean, I even, you know, in writing it and trying to like piece together all of these letters and, you know, not repeat a diagnosis, like I ended up learning a ton as well. And I think that just kind of shows that there's always room to continue to grow and learn and be a better advocate and better person just as a whole when it comes to how to include people.
With the picture book, half the story is in the pictures. So what can you tell us about the illustrations?
The illustrators are out of Vietnam. They did an amazing job. We really gathered pictures of each of the kids, so they had that to pull from. But not just that, like also did little interviews with the parents, so they really knew like the details in everything. So like Cooper's page, for example, I'll just use that because obviously he's my kiddo, so that's the easiest. But like those are our actual dogs that are included on that page. That's our actual like outbuilding at our farm. So they all kind of pull elements of the kids' real lives and they really resemble them, which I think is awesome.
In the back matter of the book, you have a couple sections that provide a lot of useful information. And one is about what kids can do. Tell us about that. What can kids do?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing pulling from my own experience raising a child who like has a physical difference, you know, you can see cochlear implants on his head blinking. I think the biggest thing I appreciate is when kids do ask questions. I've also had instances where parents are like, oh, don't ask because that's rude. And I think as a parent, like I want kids to understand everything they can about Cooper in order to best communicate with him. And not only him, but like if they encounter that same diagnosis down the road, they can relate it back and be able to make that connection. So I think asking questions is super important. And also, you know, trying to treat those kids, I don't want to say the same because they do need certain accommodations. Like Cooper needs more eye contact probably than most kids to be able to really connect communication, but including them in those ways and advocating for them and for each other.
You also have a section on what adults can do. So tell us about your advice there.
You know, kind of piggybacking off the kids thing, I think encouraging kids to ask questions and teaching them that there's like a respectful way to do that, whether that's at home asking their parents those questions or if they feel comfortable enough to ask them, you know, publicly. I think that's what really gets kids learning. Adults also obviously lead by example. So being able to take your own actions and knowledge and put that out in the world, because kids are sponges. We know that. They pick up on everything, like more than we even think possible. So I think those are really the two things that I try to implement with Cooper, is letting him ask questions and acting the way that I want him to grow up acting in this world.
In the book, The Back Matter Again, the subject of bullying is also addressed. So let's talk a little bit about that. What advice do you have for parents and kids when it comes to dealing with bullying?
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, I want to preface this by saying like Cooper just started kindergarten. So we haven't personally experienced much of that yet. Just from friends that I've talked to, I think being upfront right away with like the class, encouraging kids to share if they're comfortable. Like, so Cooper is very comfortable talking about his implants if somebody asks him, or if, you know, he has an interpreter in the room explaining that it helps him to have ASL as a component. And I think that kind of just being upfront immediately sort of takes away a little bit of that power that bullies might have of using that against kids, but also, you know, encouraging kids to talk to an adult if that is happening, not just feel like they have to, you know, live it and experience it and take it, being comfortable speaking up and implementing some type of change, and even educating, you know, the kids who might be doing the bullying, because they probably don't have a full understanding of what, you know, the diagnosis is to a degree.
You've built up a following and a connection with millions of people through social media. And if someone listening to this interview would like to connect with that community, where can they find you?
So we are pretty much on all of the things. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And that's Beth and Coop across all those platforms. So really, I share a lot of the same content across them. I would say my most like engaged community is probably Instagram, just because people like to really interact there. And then I have my website too is bethandcoop.com, and that has lots of resources. That does gear a little more specifically towards like deaf and hard of hearing, just because that's kind of our area of expertise, but also has all of the information about the book and everything else you could probably want.
Well, I think we've touched on this in a number of ways, but what is it that you hope kids are going to take away from this book?
I think the biggest thing that I've enjoyed in even reading this to, you know, classrooms is the way that kids make immediate connections. Like, and you know how like younger kids will just kind of throw out their comments, but they'll say, oh, that's like so-and-so who goes to my church. And so it's really cool to see their brains like making connections, even if it's not like the exact same diagnosis, but they have that knowledge, and then they're able to probably carry that over into their next interaction. And not only that, but just realizing like, these are still kids. They still like all the same types of things that you do, even if like the way that they enjoy them might seem a little bit different or look a little bit different. That doesn't mean that there isn't common ground and somewhere to meet.
To learn more, the picture book is The ABCs of Inclusion by Beth Leipholz. Beth, thank you for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me and asking good questions.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.